Issuance number 33, Soapbox Talk 2. Some of y'all may not like the taste of this one, but damn it, let me cook. I often ask myself a real simple but hard to answer question. Why am I like the way I am? Why am I a procrastinator? Why do I overthink things? Why can't I stick to one thing and try to move to other things over and over again? I ask myself that so many times that it starts to hurt my feelings. And they say men can't have hurt feelings. Stop it. Men hurt. Women hurt. Actually, let me get on my soapbox real quick. I saw something on socials that pissed me off. You know what's crazy, though? I got off social media for that exact reason. I decide after about a month and some change to get back on. And what do I see? Men can't share things with people anymore. Why is it that men are considered sassy now because they decide to be vulnerable and open up to someone about some things? Do you know that's the very reason why men don't share shit with people and why going to therapy is a unicorn event for them? Actually, according to definition, I'm being sassy right now for having the gumption to even speak about feelings. Man, this world is crazy right now. Society as it stands now really got people fucked up. It's either the dumb shit spewed by some, not all, of these podcast bros who swear they know women better than women do. Or it's the outlandish shit some, not all, women say about men who think bears are more safe than men in the woods. Everything is transactional now, from casual sex to emotionless text conversations. No one is having fun anymore because everyone is trying to one-up the next person. Y'all egos are excruciating and overbearing. Yo, I'm all over the place with this, but in all honesty, I just have one question for you. What happened to the simple things, like calling someone on the phone and having actual conversations? What happened to going on actual dates and truly enjoying someone's company? I know communication with one another got fucked up somewhere in us, but it's really getting out of hand now, y'all. What happened to being nice to people? It's truly disheartening to someone trying to establish real friendships outside and find real love with real people. We've all gotten to a point now where everyone is pointing a finger and everyone is right. That's not right, y'all. Man, we all need therapy. I may sound like that old man screaming out, "Get off my lawn," but I'd be lying if I said I didn't miss the 90s and the early 2000s, back when we just got caller ID and three-way calling, back when cell phones were only used to call people and clubs were for dancing our asses off. I'm not naive to the way things are changing right now. I get it. This is a microwave society filled with microwave ideas and microwave relationships. Do I think it can be remedied? Maybe. Do I think people can get back to the idea of true engagement with one another? Possibly. I really wish we could lead with love instead of ego or indifference. But hey, I'm just a dreamer, so. Positive words of the day. Stop being an asshole. Use discernment and try to create a healthy space for yourself. When you truly start caring about yourself, then others will truly start caring about you. Thank you for listening. For additional articles and random rants like this one, be sure to subscribe to my Substack at aroom.substack.com. That's aroom.substack.com. My name is Eric, and I'll see you next time.